Okay, we're on page Resh Chav Dalet. So Resh Chav Dalet in one edition, in the old edition, and then Kuf Tzadik. We're talking about the beginning of the actual avoid of Hisbordus, that it must begin with Shevach and Haidoya, but that's often very, very hard when a person is going through a difficulty, when a person is struggling. So that's not easy. And this Perek, the Tzadik here, the Mechaber, is talking about how not only must we begin with Shevach V'Hidaya, but Shevach V'Hidaya is not despite my difficulties, or even though I'm going through a hardship or a challenge, I'm going to try to be more positive. Hodah, Shevach V'Hidaya is a yesod in our avodah to break through that choshech, that darkness, to break through the hardship. Not just to overcome the hardship, but mamash to break through that klipa, that darkness in my life, and to hold on to Hashem Yisbarach during that time, which is, of course, is the ticket that I have to be able to get out of that darkness. But normally, what often happens is that davka, when a person is going through that hardship, he backs away from davening. He feels that his heart is so closed, he's so numb, he can't talk. And that brings him further and further and further away from the Yeshua. So let's learn. Ubizar Kodesh Pashas Vayichi. Isa Amashom Chachamim Loilim Yisad Adam Shvacha Shomakam Achachi Yispalas Tvilaso. So we spoke about this a lot, that the Gemara set up this nusach of tefillah, that la'olam, that we always have to begin b'shvacha shel makom, la'olam, always. And only afterwards, yispala as tefillaso. Mayasa mi, so the question that the Zohar Kodesh is asking, mayasa mi shel libo torah d'vareitz l'espalo, v'hu b'doichak v'niyoch l'sad shvacha shel makom k'roi. What happens if you're preoccupied, or if there's an emergency and you need to daven, and you cannot, you're not able to be misadish shvachos shemakom karoy. Haim yispal bli lahaskish shvachos shemakom. So should you just blurt it out and daven right away? Just get to the inyan without shvachos shemakom. Ashagam shaliba torud yom shvachos shemakom. Or perhaps even though your heart is overwhelmed with this inyan that you have to daven for, nevertheless you should force yourself. The Zohar talks about this. You should force yourself to stop and to be mishabech Hashem. Amala Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi says there, Afa pishan yochel akavinis libor ritzaynai. Even though you're very torud with this inyan, or whatever it is that's going on in your life, and you have no time, it seems to you that you just don't have the presence of mind or the time to start with the shvacha shomakom. Despite that, lom yigorm l'sad shvacha shomakom, yisad shvacha shladoinai, af a pish neyochel kavanis libo. So Yossi says, say a few words of shevach, of praise and of thanks. Even though you can't really concentrate, say a few words. V'chakach yispalot tfilaso, and then afterwards the daven. V'zoma shakosuv tfilu l'david shima Hashem tzedek hakshibi rinasi. So the Zohar learns that this pasuk in Tehillim is saying that it's a t'nai whenever we daven. Tfilu l'david, David Melech of course is the bal tfila for all of us. He's the master of tfila. He's the rebbe of davening. So David Melech says, it says Tfilah to David, Shema Hashem Tzedek. Shema Hashem Tzedek Hakshiva Rinasi. Shema Hashem Tzedek Betchila. It means that I always have to begin with Shema Hashem Tzedek, that Hashem that I want to talk to you about your tzidkus, about the tzedek, about what you've done for me in my life, about something good. Klamar b'tchila shibach David es Hashem al tzidkis atzdokos she'os imai. The Dor Mach taught us Tfilah LeDavin. Dor Mach taught us that whenever you're coming to Davin, even if you're Torah, even if you're crazy, busy, or overwhelmed, whatever it is, Shema Hashem Tzedek. First, Hashem, I want to thank you. I just want to say a couple of words. Shema Hashem Tzedek, and then afterwards, Hakshiva Rinasi. Listen to my tefillas. Klemer b'tchila shibeach dovres Hashem latzdokas she'asimo. And they should cut him sarach lomas sidur shevach samakam. V'chakach omar, and only afterwards, David HaMelech said, Hakshiva Rinasi hazini tefillasi b'mesha eshal tzarchi. And then only afterwards, David HaMelech asked Hashem for what he needed, for what was pressing at the time. V'haisiv Rabbi Yossi v'amar, and Rabbi Yossi added and said, Mishiyochel esad eshvach shomokim lo'isakein, a person who's able to be m'shabeach Hashem before davening and doesn't do that, all of a kosev omer, it says a very strong thing. The pasuk says in Yeshaya, gam ki tarbu tefila, even if you spend the next hour or two davening and davening for what you need, but you didn't begin with shevach, you didn't begin by thanking Hashem for what you have, in Enu Shemaya, then Hashem does not listen to that tefillah. Hashem says, Eneni Shemaya. Klama gam im tarbu l'spal. Gam im tarbu l'spal. Even if you daven a lot, le'eshmez bakash yaseichem, I'm not going to listen to your bakashas. Meisha le'sidartam kodl machein eshvachal shemakam. Because you didn't begin with shvachal shemakam. Now we understand this is not because Hashem is desperate to hear chas v'chalila. Hashem wants to hear some nice things about himself. That's never what shevach shemokim means. The same way when the Gemara says in Brachas that a person should always be moida al ha'avar v'tzoyek al ha'asid. You have to thank Hashem for the past and you have to scream and cry and beg for the future. The Gemara is saying that a person should always be moida al ha'avar. It means that in order for you to really be able to daven, you have to first take stock of how much Hashem has answered your tefillas in the past. To be moida al ha'avar means to say, if I'm going to, let's say I'm having, God forbid, a problem with parnasa, and something went wrong at work and this client, whatever, dropped me and I'm sitting there in the office, and I just want to get straight to the thing and to cry out to the Hakshiva Rinasi. Listen to me, I'm in such trouble. How am I going to pay the mortgage? How am I going to pay this? I owe this guy, I owe that guy. So what's wrong with that? Why does there have to be Shavach first? But the Gemara says that La'olam, a person has to be Moida al Ha'avar. And then Tzoek al Ha'asid. Why? Because if a person takes the minute or two to be moed al-havar and to say, before he starts asking for a parnasa, before he starts to scream and to cry, he's moed al-havar, meaning he stops and he says, I know that I've had parnasa in the past. I've had good parnasa. I know that I've been able to feed my family. I know that I've been able to pay for tuition, even an occasional extra thing for the house or a little vacation. And I want to thank you for all of that. In other words, I know that I have parnasa. I know that parnasa has been part of my life, and I know that you've answered my tefillas in the past, and that you've been kind to me and you've been good to me. When the person is moed al ha'avar, when he is able to thank Hashem and to be very, very honest with himself for the brachas that he's had and how Hashem has given him in the past, then that's mechazik him to be able to turn to Hashem and to ask for the future, to give him again. It's not yesh me'ayin. It's not that I had never had parnasa. It's not that you've never been kind to me. It's not that I don't have a million things to be grateful for and to look around and see the things that I have in my life. He's moidal over. He's moidal over. He's thankful for all that Hashem's Baruch has given him. And because of that, he knows that Parnassa is something that he already has. There's just a lull. There's a pkak, as they say in Eretz Yisrael. There's traffic. There's a problem. There's an issue. But it's not that he's coming, yesh me'ayin, gewalt, I don't have any parnassa. How am I living until now? How am I alive until now that I'm able to eat and I'm breathing? I've been able to have a parnassa. But right now I'm having a difficulty. So when the person is moida al ha'avar, when he's moida al ha'avar, and he thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the past, what he's saying in effect is that I believe b'emuna shleima that Hashem has granted me parnassa, and that Hashem has been involved all of my life in parnassa, in being mefanes me. It's not something that he hasn't been doing. It's something that he has been doing for years and years and years, that he's been mefanes me for years. And I recognize that. And I'm moida la'avar, and I'm thanking him for that. The same way when it comes to health. If God forbid there's a problem with my health or someone else's health, I don't right away start asking yesh me'ayin. I'm moida al ha'avar. By being moida al ha'avar, I'm saying, Baruch Shalom, I know that you have been Isaac with my health for the past 45 years, for the past 65 years. You've been involved in my health. There have been thousands and thousands of Asher Yatzas. There have been thousands and thousands of suppers and breakfasts and lunch and overeating and barbecuing. And with all of that, I didn't drop dead. And the only reason I didn't drop dead, even though I've had so many potato chips and ice creams in my life, is because I'm moida l'avar, that you're watching over me, that you take care of my health, that you have an asik with me, and that my davening has made a difference, and that my ashayotzes have made a difference, and that you're watching me, you're caring for me. So when a person is in that place of emuna, it's not because Hashem wants to be complimented. Hashem wants us to know how davening works. He wants us to know how he's involved in our lives. And if you're not mishabeach him, if you're an ingrate, then you turn out to be like a person like what happened to Korach. Korach was I was discussing this a little bit last Shabbos with the Chevra in the mountains, that Korach was the Levi HaGadol. He was the biggest person in B'nai Kohath. He was a big person. He was a great person. Chazal tells us he was an Oshi. He was rich. He was a Pikeach. He was brilliant. Had everything in the world that was going for him. But Kol Zeh Einenu Shavali, because he wanted Kohuna. And Moshe, when he says, Amat Mikem means it's not enough for you. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm a Levi, I'm the happiest person in the world. The Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, I'd be happy being a water carrier for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here you're the head of the whole Levium, and you're such a big person. And Hamad Mikem, Ubikashtam Gam Kahuna. It's not, you're not grateful for what you have in your life. And you're stam, you're asking for something. Shevach V'haidoya is not to butter Hashem up. It's not to pay Hashem a compliment. It's to bring me back to the reality of what I have in my life. And then I have a better perspective of what is it that I'm asking for. And I believe that Hashem has answered me in the past, and that I'm calling out to you. Moed al ha'avar, v'tsoyek al ha'asid. V'tsoyek al ha'asid. And I'm crying out to you for the future. Moed al ha'avar, v'tsoyek al ha'asid. But if I don't believe that he's ever given me anything, then I'm coming from a place of chesroinus. I have no feeling to daven. I have no desire to daven. Everything is about how I never had anything. I never had anything. And deep inside of my head and in my heart, there's this feeling, he never answered me before. I never had anything in my life. Nothing is good. And why should he answer me now? But if a person begins with Shevach V'Hidoya, and he looks at his life, he takes even a minute or two and that Indian that he's asking for, they say, Baruch Shalom, what you've given me until now, I'm so unworthy of what you've given me. And I've been living for so many years, now I have a pkak. There's something holding up my parnasa. There's something that's in the way. There's something I'm having a difficulty with something. So then a person can be tzorek. Allah said, you've been so good to me in the past. I'm begging you. With all of my unworthiness, you've given me this, and you could itemize the things that you have. I have a car. I have a place to live. I have milchik dishes. I have fleishik dishes. I have a big collection of plastic utensils, if you don't like to use plates and stuff. I have so much. But you've given me until now. And I know that I'm not worthy, but I'm begging you to give me for the future. And the same way this is true in Gashmi, it's true in Ruchnius too. For a person to be grateful for whatever he's been able to have in his learning, in his davening, in his mitzvahs, in his masam taivim, and to be tzayik alosid, and to beg Hashem to help me in the future. But if you look at yourself as being an empty kli garnish, you're nothing, you're a nobody, you have nothing inside of you. There's no mitzvahs, there's no masam taivim, you have no accomplishments in your learning, no accomplishments in your davening, then your whole mitzvahs is a mitzvahs of chisroinus. Your whole mitzvahs is a mitzvahs of chisroinus. So what are you davening? You have no cheshik to daven. You don't feel like davening. You have no. It's never worked for you in the past. You've never done anything in the past. You're not going to do anything in the future. Person has to come with the oisha that he has, with all of his ashiras that he has. You're not poor. Of course, tefillah ani means the tefillah of a poor person. The tefillah of a poor person means that I know that I have nothing without you. Doesn't mean that you've never given me anything. Doesn't mean they're not poor. What do you mean I'm poor? I look around, I see, thank God, I have a lot of things. I'm very grateful for what I have. But I know that I have nothing without you. That's what it means, tefillah la'ani. And I want to thank you for everything that you've given me. And when a person is in that place of being able to be moida la'ava, if Korach would have stopped and been moida, he could have been moida a million haidois, that he's a Jew. And not only is he a Jew, but he's a Levi. And not only is he a Levi, he's Rosh, he's from Bnei Kahas, and he's Zaychid to be Minaisei Ha'aron, to carry the Aron of Hashem. Then instead of being Tzoyek, instead of screaming for the Kahuna, he'd have been dancing in the streets, asking Hashem to help him be the best Levi he could be. To be the best and happiest Levi he could be. In other words, davening is a way of building with what I already have. Ask Hashem to help me build what he's given me. It's not yesh me'ayin. I'm asking Hashem, help me to, you've given me so many things to in my life. Help me to build those things. Help me to develop. Help me to expand. Help me to grow those things that you have given me. But if you don't stop to thank Hashem, you think you have nothing. And what, you're asking for a miracle of yesh me'ayin? No, I'm asking you not for yesh me'ayin. I'm asking you to help me build what I have. The same way that the Gemara in Shavuos tells us that there's a mahalach of how Yerushalayim and how Eretz Yisrael, how to expand the Kedusha of Yerushalayim. There's a whole seder of how to expand the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, of how to expand the borders of Eretz Yisrael. I'm not asking you to give me a different country. I love Eretz Yisrael. You gave it to me. It's a gift. What I'm asking you is, how could Hashem, I'm moedel over. I thank you for giving me Eretz Yisrael. And I'm asking you to help to expand my place in Eretz Yisrael. Sometimes a person has having difficulty with his shalom bayis. So right away he's thinking, he doesn't thank Hashem for his wife. Right away he starts to cry out for Baruch Shalom. So then he's thinking, not how could I make my marriage better, but maybe you can give me chas v'chalila a different wife. That's what's happening in our generation. Or give me something else to keep me happy, to keep me busy. No. Tefillah is to be moida la'aveh. Rabbi Shalom, I want to thank you. You gave me the best wife in the world. And this wife has done a million good things for me. And we've had thousands and thousands of hours of happiness, of shalom bayis, of simcha, of nachas. We've had so much in our lives. I'm moed al ha'avah. And I'm not ungrateful to you. What I'm asking you is, Baruch Shalom, there's a pkak right now in our marriage. There's a traffic jam. There's a problem in our marriage. There's a, we're stuck. Rav Hashem, you've been watching over us. You've brought us under the chuppah. You've been watching over us until now. Because only you, Rav Hashem, know that if it was anybody else besides my wife, I would have been thrown out of the house many years ago. But you gave me a wife who cares for me, who loves me, who's patient with me. But right now we have a pekak. There's a problem. So I'm asking you, Rabbi Shalom, not for another wife, not for another life. I'm so happy what you're giving me. But Rabbi Shalom, open the borders of my life. Expand. To be tzoyek al osi means, Rabbi Shalom, now I'm davening hakshiv al rinosi. But the beginning of davening is always in such a way. Shema Hashem tzedek. That's what tefillah does. Shema Hashem tzedek. Rabbi Shalom, listen to me. Tzedek means, the Zohar, Rabbi Yossi is saying, for all the tzidkis all the tzedakah that you've given me, all the gewaldige gifts that you've given me. But right now I'm having a hard time, so I'm crying out to you that something is stuck, and could you open up those borders that you've opened me, you've given me already. I'm just asking you to expand the borders. Harchivi mokim ayaholech. Like Yavitz davened, that there should be a harchove. Rabbi Tzadik speaks about Tzikasat Tzadik. Not the davening for something that's yesh me'ayin. I'm davening for something that you've given me, but I'm asking that you should expand. That if you just daven and ask for things, that Hashem says, and then you shemaya. I'm not listening to you. What are you? I'm not listening, not because you didn't compliment me, not because I'm insulted that you didn't thank me. I'm not listening to you because you're not listening to yourself. Because you never listened to me in the past. You never listened. You never heard. You never paid attention to all the brachas. You never paid attention to me and all the things that I've said to you and done for you and given to you. And because of that, it's not just that you're unworthy. You're not a kli for brachas. And any shemaya. And any shemaya is whatever I've given you, you lose. You don't hold on to. The haraya. You didn't say one thing about all the years of parnasa that you've had. Now you're asking me for more? You didn't say one thing about all the years of Shalom Bayit, and now you're asking me for something. You're not a kli machzik bracha. You're not a kli machzik bracha. B'chlal not a kli that could be machzik bracha. I said by Gimel Talmud, I mentioned to the chever there, that maybe I'll remember to tell this to the chever in shul, but by Lubavitcher Rebbe, by the art site, by the art site, I mentioned that it was a crazy, crazy Purim by 770, because it was by the end of the Suda, by the end of the Fabrengen, the Rebbe announced, "Kol ha'poshed yad naisnim lo." Whoever on Purim, you know, there's a din that if a poor person reaches out, the poor person reaches out to you, can't turn him away. Normally during the year you could check into the person, but you're not allowed to. Kol ha'poshed yad. When it comes to Kol ha'poshed yad, when it comes to Purim, you're not allowed. So the Rebbe said, "Kol ha'poshed yad, naisnim lo," and the Olam understood that the Rebbe was saying that anybody that gets a bracha from me now, naisnim lo, it's gonna be mekuyim the bracha. So the Olam went crazy. Now, since it wasn't Shabbos, it was Purim. Also, people began to come from everywhere, right? Car rushing from all over New York and New Jersey, Brooklyn, everywhere to come to Crown Heights, because the word went out. This before there was social media. The word went out that Lubavitcher Rebbe said, "Kol ha'poshed yad, naisnim lo." So people went crazy to go get brachas. And in 770 was absolutely crazy. It was going, and it was, of course, it was with pouring. The Rebbe was pouring wine for everybody and making lechaims and giving brachas. And there were amazing things that were mekuyim that year, that amazing things that were mekuyim. And it was already, I don't know what the time was, but it was like 2 or 3 in the morning. And there was the Rebbe left 770. There still were people that were pushing. It was crazy. And they were surrounding his car. And I read in the Sefer that they were jumping. They were all over his car, the top of the car was caving in. And they had to take another car. And there was some unbelievable, crazy chassid that was able to push. And he was standing there with his cup. And he was standing there with his cup. And he pushed himself up to the Rebbe somehow. And to get a kosher bracha. And the Rebbe looked at him and said, "I already gave you 2 hours ago. I gave you already." And the Yid said, "Rebbe, what can I tell you? I know you gave me, but the cup you poured into had a hole. That cup that I had was a plastic cup. It was broken. It had a hole. So the Rebbe said to him in Yiddish, and the Rebbe said, "Hazam, it's a broken cup. If you have a cup, he said in Yiddish, not a cup, a kais, a cup. If your head has holes in it, it makes no difference how much I pour into you. Everything's going to spill out." So the chassid said, "Rebbe, this time I'll be careful. This time my cup is, I have a new cup. So he said, "Ibazoi, an ayah cup? Do you have a new cup?" So then he poured him and he gave him a kashal broch. So you understand, a person who has a broken cup, whose head is broken, and he doesn't remember all of the love that Hashem has showed him in his life. You have to mute. There's somebody there that's making noise. And he doesn't remember all of the brachas that he has and all of the toivas that Hashem has done for him. He has a cup that has holes in it. Then he's not a kli machzik bracha. So that's what Rabbi Yossi is saying. But it says in Pasuk, Yishai Navi says, Kitar butfila neni shameya. So you keep on talking. What's the difference? I'm going to pour into you something. You don't hold on to anything that you get. You don't hold on. You're filled with holes. You don't hold on to any of the brachas that you get. So how do you make the cup into a strong cup? The cup, the kaisha bracha. How do you make it into a strong cup? By having a strong cup, by having a strong head, and remembering all the toivas, and thanking Hashem, to stop and to thank Hashem, even for a minute or two, to thank the Rabbeinu Shalom for all of the brachas that he's given. And that's why David Melch set it up in such a way, that it has to be in that seder of that tefillah dov shema Hashem tzedek hakshiva rinasi. Ubelikutei halach is mevaris oimek hadvar. So Rav Nosson and Lukutei halach is explains the oimek hadvar. And this is Reish Chafei now. Kolat saras v'yisurim shiva olam. Now, obviously, the hardest time to do that is when you're broken and when you're confused because of difficulties at Tzaras or Yisurim or your Torah. That's when things break down. Call it Tzaras by Yisurim Shavayla Makarim Mehapirud Mehashem Zabar. All the tzaras and the yisurim are because of being separated from Hashem. And Reb Nosson is not saying that when a person is connected to Hashem, it means that everything is always gevaldik. We know that you have the biggest tzaddikim, and they also have to go through difficulties. People have difficulties. But when a person is dovok to Hashem, like Reb Nachum says, and look at them around, when a person has that das and is mekushan mechubet HaKadosh Baruch Hu and feels his love and feels his presence, that even when he has the tzaras and the yisurim, they don't take him away from Hashem. He doesn't become detached. Because this person lives with that emunah every second that Hashem is toivu meitiv. Mipi'elyon le'seitze harois. And Hashem doesn't do anything to hurt us. If on the highest, highest, highest madrega of Amuna, like when we were by Kriyas Yamsuf, over there, such a madrega of Batika Tali, and Hashem said to us, Hashem said, Matitzak Elai, Dabra B'ni Yisrael V'Yisau, and if you look in the, there's a sefer from Bibelvavi. I don't know if it's even available anymore. But in the early years, when he first put out B'Lavavi Mishkan Evne, there's a tiny little sefer that's called Sefer HaEmuna. Sefer HaEmuna. Of all the svarim that Rav Schwartz has written, which already there are dozens. Of all the Svarim, I think that the deepest Sefer of all is Sefer HaEmunah. The whole Sefer is on this Nakuda of the highest Madregas of HaEmunah. It's a very, very, very hard Sefer. It's a very deep Sefer. It's a very small Sefer. You could spend years on it, Amish. I always keep it with me wherever I go. The Sefer HaEmunah, it's Gevaldige Sefer. So there, maybe it's Simon Perig, maybe it's Perig Dalad at the beginning, Perig Dalad or Hey, I don't remember, but at the beginning, there he writes about the highest Madrega of Amuna, where a person's in such a Madrega, where there's Bechlal, there's no Inyan of Tefillah, it's absolute, except for Shavach Naida, because there's absolute silence, because the person is in such a place where he believes B'Amuna Shleima, that if I'm going through this right now, this is absolutely the best thing in my life. And why should I do anything except praise Hashem? Why ask him to change this? Now, of course, there are many, many questions that a person can have, all kinds of things that we learned over the years about davening and hashkafa, and a person can write, can start thinking about Ramchals and Maharals and who knows what. What do you mean? Davening? That's how this came to my life. B'chule. But there is a madrega of matitzak elai daba b'nei yisrael v'yisrael. There's a madrega of matitzak elai. Of what are you davening? Batik Italia is a madrega of atik. Of higher than any of these shikulim of tefillah. Higher than davening. Davening is itself a secondary create. It's a madrega that's already part of this world. But there's such a thing of such a madrega of Amuna. It's a big madrega of tzaddikim. It's hard for us to even talk about such an inyan of this madrega, where the whole tefillah is just todah. And when Chazal said that, when we see that by Yemayse Mashiach, that even if all the karbanos are betailas, even if all the other karbanos are going to be bottle, but there'll be a carbon taida, we'll still bring a carbon taida. Without going into the pshat and what Chazal are telling us about the karbanos, but what does that mean that the only carbon, or the carbon to outlive all karbanos is the carbon taida? Because the highest madrega is Shevach Vahidoya. The highest madrega is Kol Mador Rachmor Lizlatav. That's really already not. That's everything that Hashem does. I'm struggling to believe that it's for my good. There's a madrega of Gamzul Latav, which is a higher madrega of the Kol Mador Rachmor Lizlatav. It's Gamzul Latav Amamish. And in that madrega of Gamzul Latav, there's no inyan of Tefillah of Bakasha. It's a very high madrega. But the Ikke Einyan of Tefillah is that Dveikus Bashem is to be Moida al Ha'avar, is the carbon taida, Mizmer L'Saida. It's the highest thing. Is that Shevach V'Haidoya. All the Tzaros and all the Yisur that we experience is because of that separation from Hashem. Because if we would be attached to Hashem, we wouldn't feel those as Tzaros and Yisur, like Rabbi Nachman says in Siman Dal. We wouldn't feel that. Until it gets to a point where a person could, God forbid, think that there is no Hashem. There is no God. There's a Shurash HaPirut. Or that he doesn't care. He doesn't pay attention. Person is going through a tzara lo aleinu, but nimsa b'sakana. A tzara is a dangerous thing, not just because of what the tzara is. It doesn't have to be that his life is in danger. It could be something that has to do with parnasa or something else, or shalom bayis. Everybody's healthy, but when a person is going through a tzara, what's the sakana? There's a danger. Who nimsa b'sakana? Shayisurim v'atzoros yaviu or Yisrael l'sraim al Hashem. Is a sakana that he's going to have tainus against Hashem. That's what Korach. He's going to have tainus. You know, he wasn't going through a tzara. Or to him, it was a tzara. This rejection that he felt. When a person feels rejection, so it's a sakana that what? That Yisrael al Hashem, that he's going to have tainus. The kevin shibizman sh'odim etzara hadinim is gaben. When a person is going through law aleinu etzara, then the dinim are very are misgabe. The dinim are strong. And the effect of the dinim, if the person doesn't stop and is not mechazik himself with haidoya, with shevach, with toida, then what could happen is that the dinim that he is going through can cause a crookedness of his heart, can bring him to a bad place in his emuna, and then he can become chalila minutak. Detached from Hashem. Ubim kaim shem yifalu as a tachlis. And therefore, instead of this tzara being to the tach, what's the tachlis of this tzara? The tachlis of this tzara is that a person should connect more deeply to Hashem. That he maybe needs to fix something in his life. Ulachnias libal Hashem, to make him more humble, or to make him more grateful, and so on, to connect him more to Hashem instead. The effect of this difficulty in his life, of this sorrow, could be just the opposite, that it causes him to run away from Hashem, which happens to many people. Shemikar zay, instead of this person using this sorrow as a way to Yashuv B'tshuva, Hadam Osuk V'tar B'tzar, he becomes completely preoccupied with his tzar. And Ad Kedei Kach, that even when he calls out to Hashem, at this point he still believes in Hashem, but he calls out without even saying a word of gratitude. Without any shevach and haidoy, that person is so wrapped up in his tsar that this could be very dangerous. That if the tsar continues, then he could become chalila, completely, completely disconnected from Hashem, loses emuna. Ukshadam oisig b'tsar, as a tsar klima adin ha'nevei mastars b'nei Hashem nimshach achvi. You already learned 2 weeks ago that when a person thinks about all of his tsaras and he's always talking about the tsar that he has in his life, and he gets stuck with that tsar, and he doesn't feel any gratitude, then the tsar is nimshach achra. He draws upon himself more tsars, because he's more detached from Hashem. And the more detached from Hashem, the more vulnerable you are to be chalila, to be in a place of tsars. So the people that are constantly talking about how they don't feel well, how this is hurting me, that's hurting me, and I have this problem, I have that problem, and they're not, but they're never talking about how gevalt. Life is so good, and all the good things they have. They're always telling you this, you know, my back is hurting me, my neck is hurting me. Don't ask what the doctor gave me, a bad report. And these people are never talking about dvarim tovim, about nekudas tovus. And they're never thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then those are people that they're becoming further and further away from Hashem, because they don't believe in Hashem's kindness. If they believed in Hashem's kindness, they wouldn't constantly be complaining. So since they're constantly complaining, they don't believe in Hashem's kindness. Maybe to other people, but not to him, not to me. And as a result of that, they become more and more detached from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then it's a cycle. And he reached the point where he was on his madriga, thinking of leaving everything, of going to Avodah Zarah. That's the effect that tzar can have on a person, tzaras. And you see this, we've seen this in our lives. We know people like this. But before the person davens, he's oisik b'shvach shemakim. He starts off in a place of being positive and shevach and haidoya and simcha. Nimsa shoisik begilui atoy v'arachim mishal Hashem zbarach. He says, "I, the Rebbeinu Shlomo, has had such rachmanis on me in my life. What he's given me, so much rachim." And even in the difficult situation he's in, he's looking for a point of harchov, of expansiveness, that Hashem had, in my difficulty, Hashem still has given me food to eat. Even though I lost this client, Hashem has given me food to eat. And I have, Baruch Hashem, my children are healthy and well. And thank God, I have other brachas in my life. So he finds then rachamim v'harchov. Then he's Megala that everything in his life is from Hashem. Then he's able to come to a Madrega of Amuna that everything in my life is latav, is for the best. Even though Baruch Shalom helped me, I don't understand how this is for my best. And then he's going to give us some examples from Reb Nosson's tefillas about how we, instead, what a person needs to do is to thank Hashem for all that he has, and then to be tzoyek, to beg Hashem, help me to understand how this is also for my good. How this client walking out of me, or this customer, this is also, help me to understand, to believe that this is also for my good. This is also one of the toivos that you've done for me. And when a person does that, then he's able to make himself into a kli, as a good cup. Then his head's in the right place, and he has a good kais, shel bracha, that the tzaddik could pour all the brachas into, and that Hashem could pour all the brachas into. But if a person is only with his tzaris and his tzar, then the cup has holes, and the brachas don't stay. Hashem has poured you a million brachas. Where are they? How do you lose all of the brachas? The Torah says, you're a depressed, negative person. You're a pessimistic person. Everything is, you're not a person of shalom, of shleimus. You're always angry and arguing, and you have tightness, and you're always pessimistic. So the cup that you have is all holes. And everything falls through. And doesn't make a difference. You appreciate Yad. Just give me brachas. Give me brachas. So Hashem gives you more brachas and you lose them. You don't have a kli to be machzik the brachas. All right, next week in Mitzvah Shem, we're going to see some examples, some tefillas of Nosson, of how we can also daven this way, and how to learn that this is the yisod of all of our tefillah, and to believe in this b'emunah shleima, that this is how we build ourselves up, and we build up everything that Hashem has given us in our lives. I'm not asking for yeshman, I'm asking to build up what I have in my life, all that you've given me in my life. And that's the mafteach, that's the key to strong davening, to successful davening, and to real hisbardos. Mitzvah Shem to be continued.